Welcome to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest and I.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Welcome to the New Student Pharmacist podcast experience. We are so glad you are listening. Very glad and delighted. This episode will be the first in a series of Fast Facts episodes. We will cover Fast Facts in introductory pharmacy school years. Stay tuned for more information. Some content made using AI, and is not for medical advice or suggestions, please see board-certified health professional for formal medical advice and counseling. Continuing with antifungal agents in the Bahamian context, Dr. Roberts shifts her focus to a subject of critical importance in the humid, tropical climate of the Bahamas: fungal infections. The sandy beaches and lush landscapes that attract tourists also provide an ideal environment for the growth of fungi, leading to various infections that need specific attention. Antifungal therapy targets using the vivid backdrop of a Bahamian forest. Dr. Roberts describes the unique structure of fungal cells, specifically their cell membranes, which contain ergosterol, unlike human cells that contain cholesterol. Antifungal agents aim at these differences, particularly targeting ergosterol synthesis. Just as the right pesticide targets only pests and not the crops, antifungal agents selectively target fungal cells without harming human cells, she explains. Mnemonic for ergosterol targeting, ergo, sterol stop fungi, a reminder that antifungal drugs stop fungi by targeting ergosterol. Polyene membrane disruptors standing by the shoreline. Dr. Roberts discusses polyene antifungals like amphotericin B, which bind to ergosterol and create pores in fungal cell membranes, much like how ocean water erodes and creates holes in coastal rock formations. These drugs punch holes in fungal cell walls, causing the contents to leak out, leading to cell death, she articulates. Mnemonic for polyene action, polyene pores perforate perfectly. This encapsulates how polyenes create pores in fungal cell membranes. Azole antifungals. As the group walks along a path lined with diverse flora, Dr. Roberts uses the setting to explain the mechanism of azoles, which inhibit the enzyme lanosterol 14-demethylase involved in ergosterol synthesis. Imagine these plants are fungi, and azoles stop them from synthesizing their structural material, crippling their ability to maintain their cell walls, she describes. Mnemonic for azole action, azoles annihilate fungal armor, highlighting how azoles prevent the formation of the fungal cell wall's protective ergosterol. Echinocandins approaching a cliffside overlooking the ocean, Dr. Roberts compares echinocandins, which inhibit 1,3, glucan synthase necessary for fungal cell wall synthesis, to stopping the cement mixing at a construction site. Without glucan, the cell wall cannot form properly, just as a building cannot be constructed without cement, she states. Mnemonic for echinocandin action, end the wall with echinocandins. Echinocandins end the construction of fungal cell walls. Integrating traditional Bahamian practices. Concluding her lecture, Dr. Roberts touches on how traditional Bahamian remedies often use local antifungal plants and discusses the importance of integrating these with conventional antifungal therapies for a holistic approach. She encourages her patients to respect both the power of traditional medicine and the scientific rigor of pharmaceutical antifungals. Mnemonic for integrating therapies, tradition plus technology treats thoroughly, emphasizing the benefit of combining traditional remedies with modern antifungal agents. Through these sessions, Dr. Roberts not only deepens the understanding of her patients regarding antifungal medications but also connects these treatments to the natural world around them, enhancing both compliance and appreciation for the science behind the medicine. Island rhythms, healing waters of the Bahamas. In the heart of the Bahamas, where the turquoise waters gently lap the soft sands of its countless islands, the healing breezes carry more than just the scent of salt and vibrant hibiscus. Here lies the story of a community bound by water, not only geographically but through a deep, therapeutic connection mirrored in their use of modern medicine, particularly in the battle against heart disease and hypertension. Dr. Lucia Roberts, a prominent Bahamian cardiologist, often reflected on the parallels between the surrounding waters and her main tools of trade, loop diuretics like furosemide and bumetanide, and ACE inhibitors such as captopril and enalapril. These medications, essential in treating hypertension and heart failure, work in the human body much like the ocean around the islands, incessantly moving, reshaping, and purifying. Furosemide and bumetanide, she explained to her patients, act like the high tides cleansing the sands, flushing out excess fluid and sodium that burden the heart, much like how the tides cleanse the shores of debris. The analogy brought comfort to many, making the medication less foreign and more a part of their natural world. Similarly, ACE inhibitors, by preventing the formation of a substance that narrows blood vessels, help the heart's efforts, not unlike the way the open channels between islands allow for the free flow of water, ensuring the health of the ecosystem. Dr. Roberts liked to think of enalaprilat, a potent vasodilator, as the guardian of these waterways, ensuring they remain wide and free. Beyond her clinical practice, Dr. Roberts initiated community outreach programs aimed at educating Bahamians about the importance of managing heart health. She often held sessions by the seaside, where the steady rhythm of the waves underscored her lessons on the rhythmic dosing schedules of these potent drugs, the diurnal melody of medication mirroring the predictable patterns of the tide. Local tales of the sea's curative powers melded with these scientific discussions, fostering a unique healthcare culture deeply entwined with the environment. The community learned to embrace these medications as extensions of the natural resources that surrounded them, integrating modern medicine with traditional reverence for the ocean's healing prowess. Through Dr. Roberts' efforts, the islands saw improvements in health outcomes, with fewer hospital admissions for heart-related issues. The people of the Bahamas not only continued to respect the waters that define their archipelago but also the life-sustaining medicines, viewing both as vital, life-giving forces of nature. As the sun set over another serene Bahamian beach, the gentle ebb and flow of the waves whispered of resilience and renewal, themes that resonated through the island's collective heartbeat, pulsing in harmony with the very waters that defined it. Loop diuretics, furosemide and bumetanide 1. ACE inhibitors, drugs inhibiting angiotensin-converting enzyme, used for hypertension and heart failure 2. Decarboxylate, ACE inhibitors with a transvitrionic compound structure 3. Prodrug, inactive compound converted to an active drug by metabolic processes 4. LogP, measure of lipophilicity, affects drug absorption and protein binding 5. Renal dysfunction, impaired kidney function requiring dosage adjustment for ACE inhibitors 6. Captopril, ACE inhibitor with reduced lipophilicity and protein binding 7. Enalaprilat, active metabolite of enalapril, with slower onset and longer duration 8. Therapeutic indications, uses of ACE inhibitors for hypertension, heart failure, and diabetic neuropathy 9. Angiotensin 2 antagonists, drugs blocking angiotensin 2 receptors, causing vasodilation, and BP reduction 10. AT1 receptor, subtype mediating cardiovascular, renal, and CNS effects of angiotensin 2 11. Imidazole ring, structural feature in ARBs mimicking his residue in angiotensin 212. SAR, structure activity relationship in ARBs for binding to angiotensin 2 receptor 13. Valsartan, ARB with biphenyl ring system and carboxylic acid site 14. Efrasartan, ARB with n-benzyl carboxylic acid and athenacrylic acid moiety 15. Losartan, ARB metabolized to E3174, a more potent active metabolite 16. Pharmacokinetics, study of drug absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion 17. Candesartan selexetyl, prodrug rapidly hydrolyzed to active form with high binding affinity 18. Half-life, time taken for half the drug to be eliminated from the body 19. Approved indications, official uses of ARBs for hypertension, heart failure, and diabetic neuropathy 20. Bradykinin, vasodilator affected by ACE inhibitors, leading to dry cough 21. Teratogenic, causing fetal harm, contraindicated in pregnancy 22. CA channel blockers, medications inhibiting CA flow, used for hypertension and ischemic heart disease 23. 1,4-dihydropyridine class, structural class of CA channel blockers with SAR involving phenyl ring substitutions 24. Amlodipine, CA channel blocker with a structure allowing larger substituents on DHP ring 25. Mechanistic considerations, CA channel blockers block voltage-gated CA channels at distinct binding sites. Loop diuretics, furosemide and bumetanide 26. Basic nitrogen, common feature in all CA channel blockers, less basic in 1,4 DHPs 27. Pharmacokinetics and metabolism, CA channel blockers undergo extensive first-pass metabolism, substrate for CYP3A4 28. Renin inhibitors, aliskiren inhibits renin, approved for primary hypertension 29. Pulmonary hypertension, Ryoseqwa, an SGC agonist, treats PH and PA independently of number 30. Endothelin antagonists, approved for PH and PA, targeting ET receptors to prevent vasoconstriction 31. Maxitentan, ET receptor antagonist selective for EDA subtype, used in PA treatment 32. Diuretic agents, increase urine formation, used in edema, hypertension, and other conditions 33. Nephron, functional unit of the kidney 34. Glomerulus, capillary network in Bowman's capsule 35. A, afferent arteriole, brings blood in, 36. BC, Bowman's capsule 37. DLH, descending limb of loop of Hennel 38. DCT, distal convoluted tubule 39. EA, efferent arteriole, carries blood out, 40. PCT, proximal convoluted tubule 41. TALH, thick ascending loop of Hennel 42. CD, collecting duct 43. Aniline moiety, basic site for protonation 44. Sulfanilamide, contains acidic protons in a resonance-stabilized anion 45. CA inhibitors, less efficacious diuretic agents due to increased NAN reabsorption 46. Acidosis, caused by prolonged CA inhibitor use, making them ineffective as diuretics 47. Glaucoma, commonly treated with CA inhibitors to reduce intraocular pressure 48. Acetazolamide, orally bioavailable CA inhibitor used for systemic acidosis and glaucoma 49. Methizolamide, CA inhibitor with active hydrogen replaced by ME, used for glaucoma 50. Benzothiazine, thiazide diuretic inhibiting Na plus slash Cl supporter in the distal convoluted tubule 51. Thiazide diuretics, structurally feature acidic protons enabling sodium salt formation for diuresis loop diuretics, furosemide and bumetanide 52. Quinazolinone derivatives, thiazide-like diuretics with SO2 group replaced by keto group 53. Thalimidine derivatives, structural modification of thiazide-like diuretics with thalimide group 54. Indoline derivatives, thiazide-like diuretics with indoline structure 55. Loop diuretics, produce peak diuresis, inhibit Na plus slash K plus slash 2Cl supporter in the loop of Hennel 56. Furosemide, loop diuretic excreting multiple ions, indicated for edemas and hypertension 57. Bumetanide, structurally similar loop diuretic to furosemide bile acid sequestrants and HMGRIs 1. Furosemide, loop diuretic with a duration of action of 4 hours. 2-torsamide, loop diuretic structurally similar to furosemide, with a sulfonylurea moiety. 3-ethacrynic acid, loop diuretic with compounds lacking a double bond but active. 4-bumetanide, loop diuretic with a potency 40 times that of furosemide. 5-potassium-sparing diuretics, act on distal convoluted tubule and collecting duct, inhibit K-end excretion. 6-spironolactone, competitive antagonist of aldosterone, preserves K-end ions. 7-triamterene, inhibits NAND reabsorption, minimal K-end excretion, used for edema and hypertension. 8-amiloride, blocks NAND channels, treats edema and hypertension, more potent than triamterene. 9-loop diuretics peak diuresis, peak diuresis observed 1 to 2 hours post-oral administration. 10-loop diuretic site of action, inhibits luminal Na+/K+/2Cl supporter in the ascending loop of Henle. 11-loop diuretics excretion promotion, promotes excretion of Na+, Cl, K+, Mg+2, Ca+2 ions. 12-loop diuretics adverse effects, similar adverse effects to pyrosamide. 13 epicrinic acid SAR, phenoxyacetic acid nucleus yields compounds with optimal activity. 14-loop diuretics relative potency, bumetanide most potent, 40, pyrosamide, 1, epicrinic acid, 0.7, torsamide, 3. 15 CYP3A4, liver enzyme for drug metabolism, caution in hepatic impairment. 16. Ketoconazole, CYP3A4 inhibitor, caution with darophenazine. 17. HIV protease inhibitors, inhibitors of CYP3A4, caution with darophenazine. 18. Narrow-angle glaucoma, contraindication for darophenazine and solifenacin. 19. Darophenazine hydrobromide, anticholinergic agent, dose 7.5 to 15 mg/day, HEPA IC metabolism. 20. Solifenacin succinate, anticholinergic agent, dose 5 to 10 mg/day, may cause skin rash. 21. Trospium chloride, anticholinergic agent, dose 60 mg/day, extended release. 22. Terazosin, a 1-adrenergic antagonist, treats high blood pressure, side effects include orthostatic hypotension. 23. Tamsulosin hydrochloride, a 1-adrenergic antagonist, specific for prostate, contraindicated in hypersensitivity. 24. Hyperlipidemia, excess plasma lipids, associated with atherosclerosis and heart disease. Bile acid sequestrants and HMGRIs. 25. Cholesterol biosynthesis, process involving HMG-CoA reductase, leading to cholesterol production. 26. Bile salts, synthesized in liver, emulsify dietary lipids, regulate cholesterol conversion. 27. Triglycerides, metabolic energy stores, accumulate in adipose tissue. 28. Lipoproteins, transport lipids in blood, solubilize lipid-like molecules. 29. Apolipoproteins, regulate lipid transport, serve as enzyme cofactors. 30. Chylomicrons, lipoproteins rich in triglycerides, transporting dietary fats to tissues. 31. VLDL, lipoproteins transporting endogenous triglycerides for tissue use. 32. IDL, intermediate lipoproteins between VLDL and LDL, transporting cholesterol. 33. LDL, lipoproteins carrying cholesterol to tissues or the liver. 34. HDL, lipoproteins removing cholesterol from tissues, promoting reverse cholesterol transport. 35. Lipoprotein lipase, enzyme hydrolyzing lipoprotein triglycerides for tissue uptake. 36. Remnants, partially metabolized lipoproteins after lipoprotein lipase action. 37. Free fatty acids, fatty acid molecules released during lipoprotein metabolism. 38. Apoproteins, proteins on lipoproteins facilitating lipid transport and metabolism. 39. Cholic acid, a bile acid involved in the formation of bile salts. 40. Negative feedback, regulatory mechanism where the output inhibits the process. 41. Glycine, an amino acid involved in the conjugation of bile acids. 42. 7± hydroxylase enzyme catalyzing the hydroxylation of bile acids. 43. Sodium glycosylate, a bile salt binding to bile acid sequestrants. 44. Bile acid sequestrants, compounds binding to bile acids, increasing fecal excretion. 45. LDL receptors, proteins facilitating the uptake of LDL by cells. 46. Cholestyramine, a bile acid sequestrant used to lower cholesterol levels. 47. Cholestipol, another bile acid sequestrant for reducing cholesterol. 48. Colesevelam, bile acid sequestrant indicated for hypercholesterolemia. 49 hypertriglyceridemia, elevated levels of triglycerides in the blood. 50 pruritus, itching of the skin often associated with liver conditions. 51 cholelithiasis, formation of gallstones in the gallbladder. 52 hyperchloremic acidosis, acidosis due to excessive chloride levels in the blood. 53 HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, drugs inhibiting cholesterol biosynthesis by blocking an enzyme. 54 statins, commonly used term for HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. Bile acid sequestrants and HMG-RIs 55. Transition state analog inhibitors, compounds mimicking the transition state of an enzyme reaction. 56 pravastatin, HMG-RIs with better selectivity for hepatic tissues. 57 fluvastatin, HMG-RIs with a substituted aromatic ring. 58 atorvastatin, HMG-RIs with a dihydroxyacid moiety. 59 rosuvastatin, HMG-RIs containing a bicyclic ring. Antibiotics and antifungal agents overview 1. HMG-RIs, inhibit cholesterol biosynthesis, enhance LDL uptake, reduce VLDL precursors 2. Plasma cholesterol, levels lowered by HMG-RIs through various mechanisms 3. HDL increase, modest increase, 8-12%, with HMG-RIs, mechanism not fully understood 4. LDL receptors deficiency, present in homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, targeted by atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, simvastatin 5. Hepatic LDL production, efficiently decreased by atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, simvastatin 6. Plasma triglycerides, significantly lowered by atorvastatin, rosuvastatin 7. Fibrates, analog compounds with isobutyric acid essential for activity 8. Prodrug, compound undergoing in vivo hydrolysis to unmask carboxylic acid 9. Gemfibrosil, trade name for Gemker, Lopid, a fibrate medication 10. Physicochemical properties, fibrates contain a carboxylic acid, highly lipophilic drugs 11. Metabolism, fibrates undergo rapid hydrolysis and oxidative metabolism 12. Glucuronide conjugates, excreted into urine by fibrates and their oxidation metabolites 13. Therapeutic applications, approved for hypertriglyceridemia and familial combined lipidemia 14. Adverse effects, include abdominal pain, pancreatitis, blurred vision, and depression 15. Niacin, 3-nicotinic acid, inhibits lipolysis to lower triglycerides and cholesterol 16. Nicotinamide, metabolite of nicotinic acid, also transformed into NAD plus 17. Pharmacokinetics, nicotinic acid is rapidly absorbed orally, requires regular dosing 18. Cutaneous vasodilation, common side effect of nicotinic acid, can be prevented by aspirin 19. Gastrointestinal intolerance, side effect of nicotinic acid, minimized by taking with meals 20. Hepatic dysfunction, serious complication with high doses of nicotinic acid 21. Antibiotics, penicillins with varying stability and spectrum of activity 22. Lipophilic side chain, increases serum protein binding of penicillins 23. Stability to B-lactamases, influenced by bulk in the acyl group attached to the primary amine 24. Benzyl penicillin group, active against gram-positive cocci, important for respiratory infections 25. Penicillinase-resistant penicillins, class including methicillin, requiring injection due to low stability at gastric pH. Antibiotics and antifungal agents overview 26. Nafcillin, stable against B-lactamases, narrower spectrum than methicillin 27. Oxacillin, contains oxazole ring, used against S. aureus 28. Cloxacillin, contains oxazole ring, X equals Cl, Y equals H 29. Dicloxacillin, contains isoxazole ring, X equals Y equals Cl 30. Isoxazole, bioisosteric replacement for phenyl ring in penicillins 31. ampicillin, broad spectrum, oral penicillin, susceptible to B. lactamases 32. Vancomycin, prodrug of ampicillin 33. Clavulanic acid, irreversible B. lactamase inhibitor, part of Augmentin 34. Sublactam, synthesized from penicillins, enhances potency 35. Piperacillin and tazobactam, broadest spectrum penicillin, includes lactamase inhibitor 36. Cephalosporins, contain B-lactam ring fused with dihydrothiazine ring 37. Cefaparin, first-gen cephalosporin, not orally active, used in veterinary medicine 38. Cefamandolinophate, second-gen cephalosporin, prodrug with increased activity against gram-negative bacteria 39. D-mandelic acid, parent compound of D-mandelic amide 40. Ester, compound formed by esterification 41. Hydrolysis, chemical breakdown due to reaction with water 42. Formulated, having a formyl group attached 43. Methoxyamine, functional group with methoxy and imine moieties 44. Thiazolidine ring, ring structure present in carbapenems 45. Amide hydrolysis, breakdown of an amide bond by water 46. Monocyclic B-lactams, antibiotics with a single cyclic structure 47. Prodrug, inactive compound converted to active drug in the body 48. Aminoglycosides, antibiotics binding to ribosomes, causing mistranslation 49. Ribosomes, cellular structures for protein synthesis 50. Svedberg unit, unit measuring sedimentation rate in ultracentrifugation 51. Glycosidic bond, covalent bond linking a carbohydrate to another group 52. Nonsense proteins, faulty proteins due to mistranslation of RNA templates 53. R-factor mediated enzymes, enzymes conferring resistance to antibiotics 54. Point mutations, changes in DNA sequence leading to altered protein structure 55. External lipopolysaccharides, outer membrane components of bacteria antifungal agents overview 1. NR3, functional group with 3 nitrogen atoms. 2R1, functional group with 1 alkyl group. 3-guanidine, a compound containing a guanidine functional group. 4-amidine, a compound containing an amidine functional group. 5-streptomycin, an antibiotic used to treat bacterial infections. 6-imipenem, a broad-spectrum antibiotic used to treat a variety of infections. 7-dihydropyrrole, a compound containing a dihydropyrrole ring structure. 8-aminoglycosides antibiotics, a class of antibiotics with affinity for renal cells and inner ear cells. 9-ototoxicity, adverse effect causing hearing loss and vertigo. 10-nephrotoxicity, adverse effect causing kidney tubular necrosis. 11-neuromuscular blockage, effect causing muscle weakness, especially in patients with Parkinson's disease. 12-macrolid antibiotics, antibiotics with a characteristic large lactone ring. 13-clitinose, a sugar component found in clinically important macrolid antibiotics. 14-enteric coated tablets, tablets coated to prevent degradation in acidic pH. 15-microbial resistance, mechanisms developed by bacteria to resist antibiotic effects. 16 therapeutic applications, clinical uses of antibiotics for specific infections. 17 tetracycline antibiotics, antibiotics derived from naphthacene with broad-spectrum activity. 18 chelation, formation of stable complexes with metal ions. 19 bacteriostasis, inhibition of bacterial growth. 20 resistance, ability of bacteria to withstand the effects of antibiotics. 21 adverse effects, unwanted effects of medications. 22 chloramphenicol, an antibiotic derived from Streptomyces venezuelae. 23 acetylation, addition of an acetyl group to a molecule. 24 blood-brain barrier, a barrier that restricts the passage of substances from the bloodstream into the brain. 25 fungi, eukaryotic organisms, distinct from bacteria. 26 dermatophytes, fungi causing skin, hair, nail infections. 27 tinea, infections caused by dermatophytes. 28 candida albicans, common yeast causing infections in healthy and immunocompromised individuals. 29 Cryptococcus neoformans, yeast causing systemic infections, especially in immunocompromised individuals. 30 Aspergillus, genus of molds causing various infections. Antifungal agents overview 31. Antifungal therapy targets, biochemical differences like cell membrane sterile composition. 32 Polyene membrane disruptors, antifungal agents effective against deep-seated infections. 33 Ergosterol, sterol found in fungal cell membranes. 34 Vancomycin, cyclic peptide antibiotic inhibiting bacterial cell wall biosynthesis. 35 Telavancin, vancomycin derivative active against resistant strains. 36 Daptomycin, vancomycin derivative effective against gram-positive bacteria. 37 Anaphylactoid reactions, immediate hypersensitivity reactions like hypotensia and wheezing. 38 Red Man syndrome, significant drug-induced rash caused by vancomycin. 39 Pancytopenia, reduction in red and white blood cells and platelets. 40 Graybeyte syndrome, cardiovascular collapse in young infants due to chloramphenicol. 41 Transglycosylases, enzymes involved in linking muriatic acid and acetylglucosamine units. 42 Transpeptidases, enzymes involved in peptide cross-linking during cell biosynthesis. 43 Antibiotic metabolism, process of drug absorption, distribution, and excretion in the body. 44 Antibiotic potentiation, enhancing the activity of other drugs by altering their metabolism. 45 Antibiotic excretion, elimination of drugs or their metabolites from the body. 46 Antibiotic half-life, time taken for drug concentration to reduce by half in the body. 47 Antibiotic adverse effects, unintended harmful reactions to antibiotics. 48 Antibiotic allergy, hypersensitivity reaction to specific antibiotics. 49 Amphotericin B, antifungal with 7 conjugated double bonds, low toxicity, 4 use 50. Natamycin, antifungal with 4 conjugated double bonds, topical use for eye infections 51. Nystatin, topical antifungal agent, not used systemically 52. Ergosterol biosynthesis, process involving squalene precursor for ergosterol and cholesterol 53. Azole antifungal agents, inhibit ergosterol biosynthesis by blocking 14-A-dimethylase 54. Ketoconazole, first imidazole containing azole for systemic candidiasis 55. Conjugated double bonds, number correlates with antifungal activity and toxicity antifungal agents overview 56. Sterile containing cell membranes, poly-NS bind to disrupt fungal cell membranes 57. For administration, amphotericin complexed with deoxycholic acid for solubility 58. Liposomal encapsulation, formulation reducing toxicity of antifungal drugs 59. Squalene epoxidation, forms lanosterol precursor for ergosterol 60. 14-A-dimethylase inhibition, azoles block enzyme in ergosterol biosynthesis 61. Heme-based oxidoreductase, enzyme CYP5-1A1 involved in ergosterol synthesis 62. Fungal demethylase inhibition, azoles selectively inhibit fungal enzyme over mammalian 63. Therapeutic index, ratio of drugs effective dose to toxic dose 64. First pass metabolism, rapid metabolism affecting drug bioavailability 65. Imidazole ring oxidation, metabolic process of ketoconazole that reduces into fungal activity. 66 Triazolam co-administration, results in increased half-life and plasma concentration due to ketoconazole interaction. 67 Fluconazole, antifungal agent crossing the blood-brain barrier, active against Cryptococcus neoformans. 68 Fluconazole structure, contains difluorophenyl ring and 2-triazole rings, weak CYP3A4 inhibitor. 69 voriconazole spectrum, broader activity against aspergillus and fluconazole resistant strains. 70 squalene epoxidase inhibitors, agents inhibiting squalene epoxidase, affecting fungal cell membrane sterol content. 71 naftafine, topical treatment for tinea infections due to extensive first-pass metabolism. 72 terbinafine, effective against nail infections, metabolized by various CYP enzymes. 73 echinocandins, lipopeptides inhibiting B1,3 glucan synthase in fungal cell walls. 74 caspofungin, echinocandin effective against resistant candida species, administered by a pore. 75 flocytosine, prodrug metabolized to 5-FU, used for systemic fungal infections. 76 griseofulvin, oral treatment for superficial fungal infections, interferes with fungal cell division. 77 haloprogen, topical agent with unclear mechanism, active against dermatophytes. 78 undecylenic acid, used topically against dermatophytes, disrupts fungal DNA biosynthesis. Pharmaceutical chemistry 2, antihypertensive agents 1. Hypertension, high blood pressure condition, importance of control 2. Renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, regulates blood pressure, involves renin, angiotensin, and aldosterone 3. ACE inhibitors, block angiotensin-converting enzyme, reduce angiotensin 2 levels 4. Angiotensin 2 receptor blockers, directly antagonize angiotensin 2 receptors 5. Calcium channel blockers, inhibit voltage-gated calcium channels, treat hypertension and arrhythmia 6. Renin inhibitors, directly inhibit renin, used for hypertension 7. Diuretics, increase urine formation and electrolyte excretion 8. Osmotic diuretics, act in the nephron, increase urine output, examples, mannitol 9. Carbonic anhydrase inhibitors, inhibit enzyme, used in glaucoma and epilepsy 10. Thiazide diuretics, act in the nephron, treat hypertension and edema 11. Loop diuretics, act in the nephron, treat edema and heart failure 12. Potassium-sparing diuretics, act in the nephron, prevent potassium loss, examples, spironolactone 13. Anti-OAB agents, treat overactive bladder, include anticholinergics and adrenergic antagonists 14. Anticholinergic agents, block acetylcholine receptors, treat overactive bladder 15. Plus or minus 1A, adrenergic antagonists, block plus or minus 1A adrenergic receptors, treat hypertension and BPH 16. Hyperlipidemia, high lipid levels in blood, treated with various medications 17. Bile acid sequestrants, bind bile acids, reduce cholesterol levels 18. HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, inhibit cholesterol synthesis, examples, statins 19. Ezetimib, blocks cholesterol absorption, used for hyperlipidemia 20. Fibrates, lower triglycerides, increase HDL levels 21. Niacin, vitamin B3, lowers LDL and triglycerides 22. Bacterial cell wall, unique structure in bacteria, target of antibiotics 23. Gram-positive bacteria, bacteria with thick peptidoglycan layer, retain crystal violet stain 24. Antibiotics, fight bacterial infections, include superscript 2 lactams like penicillins 25. Hyperlipidemia overview, elevated blood lipids impact and transport mechanisms 26. Cholesterol and lipoprotein metabolism, locations, pathways, and enzyme roles in biosynthesis 27. Drug therapy, management strategies and specific drug mechanisms pharmaceutical chemistry 2, antihypertensive agents 28. Bacterial cell wall structure, comparison with mammalian cells and bacterial types 29. Antibiotics mechanism of action, beta-lactam antibiotics role in cell wall inhibition 30. renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, RAAS regulates blood pressure by renin, angiotensin, and aldosterone 31. Angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE, inhibitors, block angiotensin conversion, lowering blood pressure 32. Angiotensin 2 receptor blockers, ARBs block angiotensin 2 receptor, distinct from ACE inhibitors 33. Drive incredible urine results, mnemonic for diuretics overview and effects 34. Lose sodium fast, mnemonic for loop diuretics mechanism 35. Statins, inhibit HMG-CoA reductase to reduce cholesterol synthesis. 36 beta-lactam antibiotics, antibiotics disrupting bacterial cell wall synthesis. 37 class 2 agents, beta blockers suppressing cardiac arrhythmias. 38 propranolol, non-selective beta blocker for arrhythmias. 39 sotalol, class 2 and 3 antiarrhythmic agent. 40 class 3 antiarrhythmic agents, prolonged cardiac action potential repolarization. 41 beryllium tosylate, antiarrhythmic for life-threatening situations. 42 amiodarone, treats ventricular arrhythmias with multi-class activity. 43 dronedarone, approved for atrial fibrillation treatment. 44 dopamine, suppresses atrial fibrillation with specific metabolism. 45 SA and AV node, nodes acted upon by certain agents in the heart. 46 cardiac glycosides, medications for treating congestive heart failure. 47 PDE3-IS, phosphodiesterase 3 inhibitors used in CHF treatment. 48 organic nitrates, compounds used as anti-anginal agents. 49 CA channel blockers, agents that block calcium channels for angina. 50 beta-adrenergic blocking agents, medications that block beta-adrenergic receptors. 51 class I4 antiarrhythmic agents, different categories of drugs for arrhythmia treatment. 52 antihypertensive agents, medications used to lower high blood pressure. 53 primary hypertension, 90% of hypertension cases linked to lifestyle and genetics. 54 secondary hypertension, 10% of cases due to identifiable causes like kidney disease. 55 angiotensin converting enzyme, ACE enzyme converting angiotensin I to angiotensin II. Pharmaceutical chemistry 2, antihypertensive agents. 56 angiotensin 2, peptide causing vasoconstriction and impacting blood pressure. 57 renin inhibitors, agents inhibiting renin in the RAAS. 58 ACE inhibitors, medications blocking ACE in the RAAS pathway. 59 angiotensin 2 receptor antagonists, drugs blocking angiotensin 2 from binding to its receptor. 60 CA channel inhibitors, agents inhibiting calcium channels in the heart. 61 combination therapies, using multiple medications for hypertension treatment. 62 captopril, first ACE inhibitor marketed in 1981. 63 losartan, angiotensin 2 receptor blocker approved in the mid-1990s. 64 aliskiren, orally active renin inhibitor approved in 2007. 65 enalaprilat, ACE inhibitor more potent than captopril. 66 lisinopril, ACE inhibitor containing lysine, slightly more potent than enalaprilat. 67 fosinopril, ACE inhibitor with phosphonate containing structure. 68 bradykinin levels, increased by ACE inhibitors, leading to vasodilation. 69 prostaglandin biosynthesis, increased by ACE inhibitors due to elevated bradykinin levels. 70 structural considerations, features influencing the potency and bioavailability of ACE inhibitors. 71 transition state mimics, compounds mimicking the transition state of enzymatic reaction. 72 Zn binding domain, part of ACE inhibitors binding to zinc for activity. Cardiac glycosides ring fusion 1 a glycone, non-sugar portion of cardiac glycosides. 2 decalin, ring system with 2 cyclohexane rings. 3 cis-fused rings, ring system with substituents on the same side. 4 transfused rings, ring system with substituents on opposite sides. 5 cardenolins, cardiac glycosides from plant origin. 6 bufadienolides, cardiac glycosides from animal origin. 7 digitoxigenin, example of a cardenolytic glycone. 8 digoxigenin, example of a cardenolytic glycone. 9 wapagenin, example of a cardenolytic glycone. 10 glycone, sugar portion of cardiac glycosides. 11 lactone, functional group on C17 of cardiac glycosides. 12 dienate, molecule with 2 alkene moieties. 13 cardiac glycosides, compounds affecting Na+/K and ADPase. 14 dobutamine, adrenergic receptor agonist causing myocardial beta receptor desensitization. 15 3-O-methyldobutamine, metabolite of dobutamine. 16 COMT, enzyme involved in dobutamine metabolism. 17 glucuronidation, process of attaching glucuronic acid to dobutamine for excretion. 18 urinary excretion, elimination of dobutamine and its metabolites through urine. 19 cardiac glycoside structure, molecular arrangement of compounds like digoxin affecting heart function. 20 mechanism of dobutamine, stimulates beta adrenergic receptors, increasing heart contractility. 21 organic nitrates, long-standing angina treatment agents like nitroglycerin. 22 nitroglycerin, glyceryl trinitrate, a common organic nitrate for angina. 23 amyl nitrite, organic nitrate used for angina, volatile and explosive. 24 isosorbide dinitrate, organic nitrate for angina, with slow release formulations. 25 erythritol tetranitrate, organic nitrate with explosive properties. 26 nitrodilators, drugs releasing nitric oxide to relax blood vessels. 27 CGMP, cyclic guanosine monophosphate stimulated by nitrates. 28 glutathione nitrate reductase, liver enzyme metabolizing organic nitrates. 29 tenitramine, European approved nitrate for angina. 30 molzidomin, no prodrug with slower onset and longer action. 31 calcium channel blockers, agents inhibiting Ca+2 influx for angina treatment. 32 dihydropyridines, class of calcium channel blockers acting on vascular beds. 33 diltiazem, calcium channel blocker acting on both vascular and cardiac tissues. 34 verapamil, calcium channel blocker affecting both cardiac and vascular tissues. 35 CYP3A4, liver enzyme metabolizing calcium channel blockers. Cardiac glycosides ring fusion 36. Norverapamil, metabolite of verapamil retaining partial activity. 37 propranolol, non-selective beta blocker used for exertion-induced angina. 38 isoprolol, selective beta 1 blocker with antihypertensive effects. 39 ranolazine, shifts myocardial metabolism to glucose, increasing ATP production. 40 dipyridamole, coronary vasodilator causing increased blood flow. 41 papaverine, arterial dilator relaxing smooth muscles, may cause hypotension. 42 vasodilation, widening of blood vessels, leading to decreased blood pressure. 43. Endomethylation, metabolic process converting a compound to its endomethylated analog. 44. Desacetyldiltiazem, a metabolite of diltiazem observed after oral or 4 administration. 45. Beta-adrenergic blocking agents, drugs blocking beta-adrenergic receptors, used for angina and hypertension. 46. Monotherapy, treatment with a single drug. 47. Modulator of myocardial metabolism, agent shifting heart metabolism from fatty acids to glucose. 48. Miscellaneous coronary vasodilators, drugs dilating coronary arteries to increase blood flow. 49. Nicorandil, nitrate ester acting as a K-channel activator and nitric oxide source. 50. Niceretide, recombinant peptide vasodilator for angina, synthesized by E. coli. 51. cardiac arrhythmias, abnormal heart electrical activity causing irregular heartbeats 52. SA node, specialized heart cells generating the cardiac rhythm 53. Ectopic foci, regions outside the pacemaker generating abnormal electrical signals 54. Reentry arrhythmia, continued circulation of electrical impulse causing irregular heartbeats 55. Antiarrhythmic drugs, medications treating abnormal heart rhythms 56. Class I antiarrhythmic agents, drugs blocking NAN channels to treat arrhythmias 57. Quinidine, class IA agent slowing electrical impulse conduction in the heart 58. Procainamide, class IA agent inhibiting phase 0 of cardiac action potential 59. Disopyramide, class IA agent treating ventricular and atrial arrhythmia 60. Class IB antiarrhythmic agents, drugs blocking NAN channels and shortening repolarization 61. Lidocaine, class IV agent used for emergency ventricular arrhythmia treatment 62. Ticanide, class IV agent structurally related to lidocaine for ventricular arrhythmias cardiac glycosides ring fusion 63. Class IC antiarrhythmic agents, drugs blocking NAN channels and slowing depolarization 64. Flecainide, class IC agent suppressing premature ventricular contraction 65. Propafenone, class IC agent with beta-adrenergic receptor blocking activity 66. Morichizine, class IC agent metabolized by CYP1A2, treating arrhythmias 3/3. Cardiovascular drugs overview 1. Cardiovascular system includes congestive cardiac failure, arrhythmias, antihypertensive agents, diuretics, cholesterol-lowering agents 2. Antimicrobial agents, comprise antibiotics, antifungal agents, quinolones, antiviral compounds 3. Endocrine system, involves androgens, female sex hormones, thyroid hormone, insulin, hypoglycemic agents 4. Anti-cancer agents, medications used to treat cancer 5. Anticoagulants, drugs that prevent blood clot formation 6. Immunological agents, medications that modulate the immune response 7. Pharmacy biotechnology, utilization of biological systems for drug development 8. Pericardium, double-walled protective sac enclosing the heart 9. Epicardium, outer layer of the heart wall 10. Myocardium, middle layer of the heart wall composed of contractile muscle 11. Endocardium, inner layer of the heart wall in contact with the blood 12. Atria, upper chambers of the heart 13. Ventricles, lower chambers of the heart 14. Right heart, comprises right atrium and right ventricle 15. Left heart, comprises left atrium and left ventricle 16. Tricuspid valve, valve between right atrium and right ventricle 17. Pulmonary valve, valve between right ventricle and pulmonary artery 18. Mitral valve, valve between left atrium and left ventricle 19. Aortic valve, valve between left ventricle and aorta 20. Sinoatrial node, impulse generating tissue in the right atrium responsible for sinus rhythm 21. Atrioventricular node, node that transmits electrical signal from atria to ventricles 22. Bundle of His, conduct signal to Purkinje fibers for ventricular contraction 23. Purkinje fibers, conduct electrical impulses to the ventricles 24. Electrocardiography, ECG/EKG tool to determine heart rate and regularity of heartbeats 25. Cardiac action potential, generated by ion movement through transmembrane channels in cardiac cells 26. Na+/K and ATPase, enzyme responsible for maintaining cells' electrochemical gradient 27. Positive inotropic effect, increase in cardiac output by enhancing muscle contraction force 28. Ventricular fibrillation, severe uncoordinated contraction of ventricular muscles 29. Ischemia, reduced blood supply causing oxygen deprivation in tissues. Cardiovascular drugs overview 30. Cardiac glycosides, drugs increasing heart contraction force by inhibiting Na+/K and ATPase31. Decalin, cyclohexane ring system in cardiac glycoside structure 32. Atrial fibrillation, irregular atrial muscle contraction leading to blood pooling 33. Congestive heart failure, condition where heart can't meet body's demands 34. Hypercholesterolemia, high levels of cholesterol in the blood 35. Digitalis purpurea, plant species used in cardiac glycosides biosynthesis 36. Negative chronotropic effect, heart rate reduction due to increased vagal activity 37. Cardiomyopathy, heart muscle disease affecting its pumping ability 38. Paget's disease, chronic bone disorder affecting bone growth and breakdown 39. Arrhythmia, irregular heart rhythm 40. Flutter, rapid, irregular muscle contractions 41. Hypertension, high blood pressure 42. Gram-negative septicemia, severe bacterial infection leading to sepsis 43. Thyrotoxicosis, excessive thyroid hormone production 44. Arteriovenous fistulae, abnormal connection between artery and vein 45. Arteriovenous malformations, abnormal tangle of blood vessels 46. Sarcoplasmic reticulum, stores and releases calcium ions in muscle cells 47. Bupotos, animal species biosynthesizing cardiac glycosides 48. Wavane, highly potent cardiac glycoside used experimentally due to toxicity in the Serene Archipelago of the Bahamas, where the azure waters of the Atlantic touch tranquil sandy beaches, a unique blend of natural beauty and medical science flourishes. Dr. Lucia Roberts, a Bahamian cardiologist, skillfully bridges these two worlds, using the vivid tableau of the islands to elucidate complex medical treatments for heart disease and hypertension. Her approach is a living lecture, turning the pharmacokinetics and mechanisms of action of loop diuretics and ACE inhibitors into relatable, visual stories drawn from the environment her patients know intimately. The fluid dynamics of loop diuretics on the shores of Nassau, Dr. Roberts gathers her patients for a session on managing hypertension. With the rhythmic lapping of waves at their feet, she begins, just as our oceans continually shape the boundaries of sand, loop diuretics like furosemide and bumetanide work tirelessly to regulate the fluid volumes within our bodies. She picks up a handful of wet sand, letting it trickle back into the sea, illustrating her point. Furosemide, for instance, inhibits the Na+/K+/2Cl symporter in the thick ascending limb of the loop of Henle in our kidneys, much like how our coral reefs control the flow of water. They create barriers and channels, guiding the water and ensuring balance in our marine ecosystems, she explains. The vasodilatory effect of ACE inhibitors transitioning to ACE inhibitors, Dr. Roberts uses the open channels between the islands as an analogy. Enalaprilat, an active metabolite of enalapril, prevents the conversion of angiotensin I to angiotensin II. This reduction in angiotensin II leads to vasodilation, similar to how our island channels allow for the free passage of water, reducing the resistance and pressure within the water's flow. She continues, this process decreases the overall workload on the heart by ensuring that blood flows more freely through dilated vessels, much like a well-navigated channel reduces the energy needed by boats to pass through. Therapeutic applications and community integration. Dr. Roberts delves into the pharmacokinetics of these drugs, explaining their absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion, drawing parallels to the water cycle that governs the island's climate. The peak effects and duration of these medications can be predicted just like we forecast high and low tides, allowing us to administer them at times that optimize their efficacy and minimize potential side effects, she adds. As the lecture concludes, the sun sets, casting long shadows over the water, and Dr. Roberts reflects on the importance of adherence to these regimens. Just as the consistency of the tides is crucial for the health of our marine life, regular and precise use of these medications is vital for managing heart health effectively. Through these sessions, Dr. Roberts not only educates her patients about their conditions and treatments but also fosters a deeper connection between their culture and their health. This constructivist approach ensures that the lessons on heart health are not only understood intellectually but are felt and lived, resonating with the rhythmic pulse of the island life itself. The balancing act, potassium-sparing diuretics as the tranquil dawn emerges, Dr. Roberts initiates her next session by the coastal mangroves, an environment known for its balance and resilience. Here, she introduces potassium-sparing diuretics like spironolactone and amiloride. Unlike loop diuretics that flush out potassium alongside sodium and water, potassium-sparing diuretics help retain potassium while still promoting water and sodium excretion, she explains. Using the mangroves as an analogy, she details, just as these trees filter the salt from the seawater, allowing them to thrive in saline environments, potassium-sparing diuretics selectively block sodium channels in the distal convoluted tubule and collecting duct. This action conserves potassium and magnesium, critical for preventing muscle weakness and cardiac irregularities. The role of calcium channel blockers in hypertension management. Moving inland to a calm, shaded grove surrounded by verdant foliage, Dr. Roberts shifts the focus to calcium channel blockers like amlodipine and diltiazem. She uses the serene flow of a nearby stream to illustrate their mechanism. These medications inhibit the entry of calcium ions into cardiac and smooth muscle cells via L-type calcium channels, akin to how these rocks here obstruct the stream's flow, reducing its force and speed. She elaborates on their specific uses. By relaxing the vascular smooth muscle, these drugs decrease peripheral resistance and lower blood pressure, which is crucial for patients with hypertension and certain types of angina. Renin inhibitors and their growing role. As the lecture continues along a path that leads back towards the sea, Dr. Roberts discusses the newer class of antihypertensive agents, renin inhibitors, with aliskiron being the prime example. Renin is a natural enzyme that plays a key role in the regulation of blood pressure. By inhibiting this enzyme directly, aliskiron reduces the production of angiotensin I, leading to a decrease in blood pressure, she clarifies. Drawing a parallel with the island's method of controlling invasive species to maintain ecological balance, she notes, just as we manage the populations that could disrupt our ecosystem, controlling renin helps manage the cascade of reactions that elevate blood pressure, maintaining vascular health. Integrating pharmacotherapy with local wellness practices. As the group reconvenes at the beach where the day began, Dr. Roberts ties in traditional Bahamian wellness practices with modern pharmacotherapy. Just as we use our local herbs and holistic practices to maintain our well-being, these medications serve to complement our body's natural mechanisms, helping us achieve a state of health that is in harmony with our environment. She concludes, understanding and respecting both our traditional ways and the advances in medical science allows us to create a comprehensive approach to health that is both effective and culturally consonant. Through this immersive, constructivist lecture series, Dr. Roberts not only educates but also empowers her community, intertwining the rich tapestry of Bahamian natural life with the intricate science of pharmacology, ensuring that her teachings resonate both intellectually and spiritually with her patients. Continuing with antifungal agents in the Bahamian context, Dr. Roberts shifts her focus to a subject of critical importance in the humid, tropical climate of the Bahamas: fungal infections. The sandy beaches and lush landscapes that attract tourists also provide an ideal environment for the growth of fungi, leading to various infections that need specific attention. Antifungal therapy targets using the vivid backdrop of a Bahamian forest. Dr. Roberts describes the unique structure of fungal cells, specifically their cell membranes which contain ergosterol, unlike human cells that contain cholesterol. Antifungal agents aim at these differences, particularly targeting ergosterol synthesis. Just as the right pesticide targets only pests and not the crops, antifungal agents selectively target fungal cells without harming human cells, she explains. Mnemonic for ergosterol targeting, ergo, sterol stop fungi, a reminder that antifungal drugs stop fungi by targeting ergosterol. Polyene membrane disruptors. Standing by the shoreline, Dr. Roberts discusses polyene antifungals like amphotericin B, which bind to ergosterol and create pores in fungal cell membranes, much like how ocean water erodes and creates holes in coastal rock formations. These drugs punch holes in fungal cell walls, causing the contents to leak out, leading to cell death, she articulates. Mnemonic for polyene action, polyene pores perforate perfectly. This encapsulates how polyenes create pores in fungal cell membranes. Azole antifungals. As the group walks along a path lined with diverse flora, Dr. Roberts uses the setting to explain the mechanism of azoles, which inhibit the enzyme lanosterol 14 demethylase involved in ergosterol synthesis. Imagine these plants are fungi, and azoles stop them from synthesizing their structural material, crippling their ability to maintain their cell walls, she describes. Mnemonic for azole action, azoles annihilate fungal armor, highlighting how azoles prevent the formation of the fungal cell wall's protective ergosterol. Echinocandins. Approaching a cliffside overlooking the ocean, Dr. Roberts compares echinocandins, which inhibit 1,3, glucan synthase necessary for fungal cell wall synthesis, to stopping the cement mixing at a construction site. Without glucan, the cell wall cannot form properly, just as a building cannot be constructed without cement, she states. Mnemonic for echinocandin action, end the wall with echinocandins. Echinocandins end the construction of fungal cell walls. Integrating traditional Bahamian practices. Concluding her lecture, Dr. Roberts touches on how traditional Bahamian remedies often use local antifungal plants and discusses the importance of integrating these with conventional antifungal therapies for a holistic approach. She encourages her patients to respect both the power of traditional medicine and the scientific rigor of pharmaceutical antifungals. Mnemonic for integrating therapies, tradition plus technology treats thoroughly, emphasizing the benefit of combining traditional remedies with modern antifungal agents. Through these sessions, Dr. Roberts not only deepens the understanding of her patients regarding antifungal medications but also connects these treatments to the natural world around them, enhancing both compliance and appreciation for the science behind the medicine. Thanks for listening. S. We are so glad you are listening. Very glad and delighted. This episode will be the first in a series of Fast Facts episodes. We will cover Fast Facts in introductory pharmacy school years. Stay tuned for more information. Some content made using AI, and is not for medical advice or suggestions, please see board certified health professional for formal medical advice and counseling.
Purpose of these episodes not at all, for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Thanks for listening. We're glad you were able to tune into this podcast. Once again, this is The New Chemist, where we discuss chemistry, which simply put is the science of change, as well as the other sciences, careers, community, research, and COVID-19. Thanks again for listening. Note, the views on this podcast represent those of my guests and I.